3P05. Welcome to the outline for your very first nonprofit crisis response assignment. Your first crisis response is due soon, and I'm going to give you an outline here as to how this is all going to work, though each of your crisis responses will be different. So the purpose behind this assignment is to give you some experience tackling real problems in the community using real-life nonprofit sort of issues. This one specifically that you're dealing with the first nonprofit crisis, is a real-life issue facing an actual sporting community in the region, one that I'm a little connected with here through Brock. What I want you to do first is, at some point here in the near future, make sure you have a look at the outline for the assignment. If you haven't done that yet, have a look at Brightspace right now. There's a whole tab that says NPO Crisis Responses. You can have a look at the folder titled Response 1. Inside of that is a written outline, so have a look at that written outline first, or you can follow along right now. I'm going to be going over how this assignment is going to work, but you can have a look first. You can pause here and come back. Or you can listen. You can have a look at the assignment after this. Completely up to you. Let's go through the assignment. So again, these are going to be short assignments that you're going to do four times throughout the semester. And I am looking for specific things, but I'm also not looking to waste necessarily your intellectual energies here. There's a real issue attached to each of these with a real sporting community. We're starting broad because we haven't talked about very much how things work. It's early in the semester, so I wanted to get your feet wet with a very broad issue here. Here's an outline of the situation. After years of growing the game, both competitively and in recreation spaces, a desire to create a governing body for cricket in the Niagara region has emerged. Your task is to outline the steps needed for the creation of a successful NPO that governs the sport of cricket in the Niagara region, safely and sustainably grows the game for future generations of cricket players, and generates sustainable funding for itself in the short to medium term. So that is your basically what we're looking for in this assignment. And the detail here is that this is a real life issue. I'm involved sort of with some of the cricket community here in the region, and we've talked about this frequently, and this is one of the ways that I was hoping we could generate a dialogue with some of our students. So the output of this assignment, depending on how it all shakes out, if the assignment is particularly well done by a few of these students, we're going to engage with these students to actually outline and execute the steps that they've suggested here, and of course they'd get full credit for such an endeavor. Is that the ultimate goal for each and every one of you? Probably not. But again, if that's just sort of telling you that there is a real life connection to this assignment. I've given you some background information about cricket and why we're sort of focusing on this. And there's some detail given to you there about how many people are playing and its potential for growth in Canada. I can tell you firsthand from working with the Brock cricket team here on campus, there's an enormous appetite for cricket on campus, and an NPO that governs cricket specifically in the Niagara region specifically would be extremely welcomed in this region, and I think organizations like it which already exist throughout Canada, the healthier the game is going to be long term. So again, you can read some of the background information about who is playing the game and why we think there is potential for growth. But again, now I'll move to the task. What are you going to do? Now, I want you to, again, when you're thinking about this assignment, just like when you're thinking about all of your nonprofit crisis responses, I want you to ground this assignment in reality. So when I'm asking you for things, I want you to actually think about how this would work in real life. So the first ask I'm going to ask you for is a five-slide deck, five-slide PowerPoint presentation, which is better known as. So I'm going to look at just five slides, so you need to be very, very, very cautious of how these slides are put together. The reason I'm asking you for slides and a written outline, because your second ask is going to be just a 500-word written outline detailing what is required to start this organization, including what type of NPO will this be? So is this going to be a registered charity? If so, detail why and why you've made that selection. If not, explain why. What would a hypothetical board of directors look like? Who are you going to look for to be on this board? I'm looking for real people. Do not contact these real people asking if they'd like to be on a board, but I'm saying research people who would be good faces here. I'm not saying that they necessarily need to be cricket people specifically, but people you think would help a cricket organization or a nonprofit in the region grow their game. This is something that you'll find with on nonprofits over and over and over again, is that many on their board are not necessarily experts in their own sport. They maybe have other expertise in the business community. They might have expertise in other sports. You want to really assemble a board of directors that can really, really, really help grow a nonprofit from the ground up. Generally speaking, when it comes to the number of board members you're looking for, the number of directors that we're looking for, the number of directors we are looking for is a minimum of three. Okay, so the terminology here for board members would technically actually be directors for a nonprofit, but here we can sort of think of these things interchangeably. But we're looking for a minimum of three that we're looking for this the purposes of this assignment. But there is no technical maximum on the number that can be there, but no fewer than three. But again, we're looking for a practical, real-life group of people that could help grow his sport. So if you're going to say like Sidney Crosby, Don Cherry, and Kevin O'Leary, that's probably not a very good group of people to put together in sort of a realistic sense. What I'm testing you here is not just necessarily do you understand these concepts, but can you practically engage with them in a real-life sporting situation? What is the central problem being addressed by this NPO? That is an absolutely crucial aspect that I need you to consider here. Okay, what is this nonprofit seeking to do? I've told you what I'm looking for, right? But again, outline the problem. If you remember 2P06, sport policy, when we were talking about the policy process, if you took it with me, we talked about identifying the problem, that being a crucial part of the situation. It's very similar here. What is the central problem being addressed by this NPO? So again, in this situation, I've sort of given you specifics of what I'm looking for, but just imagine here, what are the actual on-the-ground problems that are going to come into place when we're trying to execute the creation of this nonprofit? What are potential sponsors relevant to the region that could support this NPO? And what are potential stakeholder concerns regarding the creation of this NPO? Fairly basic questions, but when I'm asking you about sponsors, again, I must reiterate, I do not want you to actually contact these sponsors, but I want you to be realistic. I want them to be seemingly connected to the community, perhaps have a cricket portfolio, perhaps not, perhaps have nothing to do with cricket in the slightest. But make your case as to why we should target these specific sponsors. And again, you don't have much space to do this. Your outline, which again, I'll remind you, I'm going to give you full latitude in terms of how the outline is structured, in terms of the written part of it. You have complete freedom in, with regards to how you're going to write out those 500 words if you want to do in bulleted forms, that's fine. If you want to do it in a full written out paragraph, that's fine. I just need to see that you have given it some thought. And again, the question of how it will be graded, the quality of the research done, and that, how do I going to know that? How are the TAs going to be able to mark that? I mean, demonstrate where you found this information. If you've got a sound reasoning behind why you'd like person X or Y, demonstrate that. Cite your sources. Demonstrate to us that you've done some research. Okay, demonstrate to us if you're going to use a particular theory that you've learned perhaps in another course, in a sponsorship course, in a marketing course. Demonstrate how you're going to leverage that knowledge and where it comes from. Okay, not I Googled this person, they seemed relevant, right? I mean, there might be a part of that where you're going to be combing through the internet looking for people. But again, focus on how that person is going to help you, the organization itself, and maybe what theory is underpinning that decision. So again, really excellent responses here are going to demonstrate thorough research, as thorough as you can in for an assignment of this size, which again, is not very large. So that's what I'm looking for in this first nonprofit. And if you've got a question about this assignment, I'm going to ask that you make sure that it's not something we've answered already in this audio outline. But if so, send me an email. No, not a problem at all, and I can answer those questions. But we're going to be looking for these to be prepared by the due date listed on the course outline. So again, you can have a look, make sure you're clear on when this is due. It's a bit of a quick turnaround, certainly, but it's important that we get some engagement with early in the semester and ensure that you have a sense of how this is going to work throughout the semester. And again, each of these tasks is going to be different. This one's because we've mostly started with the formation of nonprofits and their function in the community. Here's an example of how we're going to try and create one. And then just as a reminder, we will be reading all of these, and we're going to try and comb through some of the best responses and some of the best plans and try and really execute one of them if we can, or maybe even a couple of them if we have to combine them based on the responses that we get. So really go for it. Really dig into this if you can, even though you only have limited time to be able to do that and limited space, to be honest as well. But if we're not asking for a lot, but we are asking for you to give it some real thought and some real attention. So again, any questions, send them along, but make sure that we have a look at the outline as it's been posted on Brightspace, and you've already had a listen to this, but you have a listen again to make sure that you have all the information that you need. Thanks so much. I can't wait to get to reading these, and good luck with this assignment.